This is Eco Radio KC, a locally produced exploration of positive solutions to the ecological challenges we face as we work to create a healthier future for our community and the planet.
And you're tuned to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. It's time for Eco Radio KC. Here's Aaron with the news.
Hi, thanks for tuning in for your Monday Eco Hour. Santa Monica Daily Press reports that more than 20 labs and universities, led by UCLA ecologist Peggy Fong, will test samples of kelp on two beaches in Malibu to test for Fukushima radiation. And the results will be posted on a website by March, so I'm interested to see what the levels are, and we will keep you updated on that. The KC Star published an article about B-Cycle. They hope to expand their downtown bike rental stations to Plaza and UMKC, and eventually south to Waldo, east to 18th and Vine, and west to KU Med. If you aren't familiar with B-Cycle, they are a self-serve bike rental station where riders can pay at the station with a credit card or go to kansascity.bcycle.com to buy a membership or long-term pass. It's exciting to hear that bicycles have already been checked out 9,600 times from the 12 downtown stations since their arrival in June 2012. This is just one of the programs that works and has other cities looking to ours as a model.
Is that it? Okay, and welcome to Eco Radio KC. Thank you very much, Aaron. This is our Eco Radio KC, and this is our fun drive show, and which means we're trying to make the case for folks to support community radio and support KKFI and support Eco Radio. We've got a rare opportunity here that we have a program that focuses on environmental issues here in Kansas City, and we've got quite a crew here in the studio with me. We've got Aaron Bopp and Craig Lubo and Richard Mabian, and of course we have Elaine Giesel as well, and Elaine is unable to make it tonight. We're going to have an interesting show. What we're going to do is look at some of the stories we've covered over the past several months, and then try and provide some updates on some of those. I know Elaine emailed me some of the updates of some of the things that she's covered. Also, today there's rallies going all over the country to stand up against the XL pipeline. And so we're going to get updates from, there's one at the Mill Creek Park here on the plaza right here in Kansas City, and there's also one in Lenexa. We're going to get updates from both of those rallies today. But we'd like you to consider supporting community radio, supporting such an environmental show on your community radio station. So to help sweeten the deal, if you donate on a credit card at a $40 level or more, we'll give you a subscription, a one-year subscription, thanks to the good folks at Green Ability Magazine. We'll have a one-year subscription to Green Ability Magazine. If you donate at the $90 level or more, there's the KKFI long sleeve shirt, and it says, "What's local and vocal and heard all over?" And that's us. That's KKFI. That's Eco Radio KC. We're right here, local, right on the ground with you, and yet we're heard all over the world via the World Wide Web. And the answer to that question, again, it's a beautiful violet shirt. It's long sleeves. The answer to that question is on the back of the shirt. And the answer, of course, you know, is 90.1. And then at the $150 level, the guest DJ certificate allows you or someone you gift it to be a DJ on any of our locally produced music programs, and that's at $150 level. And at the $200 level, guest DJ and the long sleeve shirt. But we need the phones to ring. You can go online at kkfi.org. That's swift and secure and safe. But we've got some great folks who are anxious to take your call, 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901. Guys, why don't you share why you think it's important for folks to support this program and support this station.
Okay, Mike, thank you. This is Richard Mabee, and hello, everyone. I hope you're being safe out there, first of all. If not, be very careful. You know, we got this here horrendous storm coming in, and that is one of the issues that I feel we as a radio station are able to provide, which is why I think this station is bar none one of the best station, one of the best stations in town, because it's a community-based station. I like to say I got involved years ago because I was working over in the Quindaro District in Kansas City, Kansas, and the one thing I noticed is that the Quindaro District didn't have a voice. The only thing you ever heard about that was coming out of Quindaro was bad stuff, you know, and so I got hooked up with KKFI for that reason, just to give those people in Quindaro who are trying to make a difference a voice so they'll be heard. Now we're just a fixture over there as far as this station, as far as giving Quindaro that kind of voice that they needed. I don't know any other station in town that covers environmental news. I love saying that I'm the only black environmentalist in this part of the country. I mean, I have black people that work for organizations that involve themselves in environmental issues and stuff, but as far as being in the neighborhoods, being in the streets, being part of the movement that's going on in the Kansas City area, I like to classify myself as being the only one. So I love being at the station so that I can always be able to give a black perspective. I'm sitting here now with one of my fellow Sierra Club board members, and I'll let Craig, why don't you come on and say a couple of words there for us.
Okay, thank you, Richard. This is Craig Lubo, and I got involved in the media movement starting back in 2005, looking for alternative media that would be unbiased and provide me with the information that I wanted without the slant that other networks and stations give you. And I started getting connected with KKFI, and then I started doing this show, hosting this show with Richard and Elaine, back in May of 2013, last year, and also do the Radioactive Radio show as well on Thursday evenings. That, as Richard said, there's no other station, no other place that provides this kind of environmental features and news. The closest thing you have, NPR just has stories periodically, but they don't have a show dedicated exclusively to the environment, and this is the only station that does that. and being involved, I think it motivates people to get involved in environmental issues when they hear about it on a weekly basis, and that's important, and that's something we're providing.
I know that's right. If I can, I want to follow up on what Craig was saying. And the times are the times we live in now are producing environmental circumstances almost daily, and really, there's no one to tell you if which way is really up, so to speak. You have people on one station saying that it don't exist, and you have people on another station saying that it does. And the American public needs to know, they needs to have some place they can depend on who's going to be for right, be telling what's right and what's wrong. So as Mike read off the figures to you, As far as the prices, let me make sure I got this again, Mike. That's $90 or more, you get an official KKFI collector T-shirt.
That's right, and it's a long sleeve shirt.
Long sleeve shirt, and it's got on there what's local and vocal and heard all over. That's pretty cool. And then you got that guest DJ spot for $150. I think I've always thought that was an ideal situation, an ideal prize for participating, because I heard Dorothy say, and I thought it was so apropos, that there's a little hidden DJ, closet DJ in everybody. They just need a chance to get out there to perform.
That's right. So the number to call is 888-931-0901. And again, at the $40 level, a subscription, a year subscription to Greenability magazine, and so we're really excited about that. That's really kind of those folks to provide that for us, and so we really want to get the phones to ring, especially since we're going to get some local environmentalists on the air, and so we're concerned that a lot of our regular listeners might not be listening tonight because they're out being environmental activists. There's a nationwide action going on tonight. There's stuff, as Richard was saying out in the green room earlier, there's stuff going on in Topeka, there's stuff going on in Wichita, right. Columbia, Missouri. And so we're going to be hearing from both Kansas City and Lenexa. But we need folks to call right now, 888-931-0901. Craig?
And Mike, we do have somebody that called in and pledged, and we want to thank them. Joe, and I hope I don't butcher your last name, Lopenhover from Liberty, Missouri, called in and pledged. So thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
that. Yeah, really appreciate that.
You environmentalists out there, now come on and get those phones ringing. Mike gave you the number. Get on in here and let us hear from you. We need to support what we are producing. It's in many ways we like a specialty item because we specialize in a particular topic. And we need you to let others know how much you really appreciate us doing what we're doing. We need that from you. We need to support this program. We need to make sure that we are showing that we appreciate being able to have this voice, make this voice available, and give you a voice. I know most of the shows, but you all know on my shows, I open up that line, I have you calling in. I want you to have a voice. I want you to be able to express yourself and talk about the topics that are most meaningful to you. Mike mentioned this thing about this Keystone Pipeline rally that's going on around the country. I'm really excited to see organizations come together so quickly. I think that's a plus for us now because this just happened, like, I think yesterday. Am I correct on that, Craig? It just came out yesterday, right?
Two days ago,
and immediately, boom, they got these rallies scheduled, and they got them set up and on the national basis, and here we are. We got a rally going on the plaza. We got one going on in Wichita and Topeka and out at Lenexa at the EPA office building. You know, those are people who are showing that they really, truly care about what's happening to this planet. So all I'm asking you to do is to get on that phone, give us a call. Mike, give them that number again.
The number is 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. And joining us on the line right now is John Kerman, who's at the rally at the Mill Creek Park here at the plaza in Kansas City.
Evening, Mike.
Hey.
Richard, good to talk to you both.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. It's a bit chilly out here, but at least we're not getting dumped snow like it's coming tonight. We got about 45, maybe 50 people out here right around the corner of the plaza, 47th and Broadway, and we're holding a candlelight vigil. We're telling President Obama, reject this Keystone XL pipeline. Just in case we have anybody listening who's not already familiar with the issue, we have this pipeline proposed 5 years ago to run from the tar sands all the way to the Texas Gulf Coast to transport this dirty tar sands bitumen down there where it can be refined and sold on the world market. And we've been fighting it hard for a good 2.5 years here, and we're coming down to crunch time. The final environmental review on it by the State Department was released on Friday, and while it's better than the draft was, it does acknowledge that this stuff is dirtier and more carbon intense and more corrosive and more difficult to clean up when it spills than regular oil is. It still concludes that basically it concludes that one way or another this stuff will get to market, so we really don't need to think about the climate impacts of building Keystone XL. They're saying that just as much of this stuff is going to get to market and get burnt and that carbon taken from underground and put into the air, whether we build Keystone XL or not. Therefore, well, heck, we don't need to think about it. We think that's wrong because the movement is fighting the other pipeline proposals and fighting the expansion of rail shipping to get this stuff to market. But, you know, even if that was true, it's kind of like, you know, you had a good friend come to you and say, hey, I'm going to shoot this guy in the head. Now, I'm going to do it one way or the other, but it'd be easier if you helped me do it. Would you say, well, he's going to do it anyway. I might as well help him. Well, of course not. At least I should hope not. You try to talk him out of it. And you certainly wouldn't help him. So we shouldn't help Canada. We shouldn't help this Canadian company that wants to build build Keystone XL, TransCanada. And we should try to stop them from getting it to market any other way. If Obama is serious about his rhetoric that he's going to deal with climate disruption in whatever ways he has the authority to do it, even if Congress won't act, well, this is a decision that is completely in Obama's hands, because this pipeline has to get a presidential permit to be built, because it would cross the national border. Any infrastructure that crosses the national border has to get a presidential permit.
So the South Flanagan pipeline would not require such a presidential action, is that right?
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't catch the first part of
The South Flanagan pipeline, which is a different pipeline, that doesn't cross international borders, so that doesn't rise to the level of President Obama. So,
exactly. Flanagan South just runs from Flanagan, Illinois to Cushing, Oklahoma, not crossing a presidential permit. It needed other permits at the federal level, but nothing that President Obama himself was required to weigh in on. But the thing to remember about that Flanagan South pipeline that is being built right now and will run through Missouri is that it only makes sense to have that pipeline if the company that is building it, Enbridge, can bring a lot more tar sands in from Canada in order to pump through it. And in order to do that, they have to get approval to expand one of their existing pipelines that runs from Alberta, Canada, to Superior, Wisconsin. And that expansion does require a presidential permit. Well, not a full presidential permit, but requires that they be allowed to amend their existing presidential permit for it. So they do need permission from at least the State Department, and we're pushing to make that just as high profile a fight as Keystone XL and get Obama personally involved in it as well.
John, do I hear some chanting out there? Is that someone speechifying?
Yeah, we did. We are doing some chanting out here.
What are they saying?
So one of them is President Obama. We don't want no pipeline drama. And right now, that's the only one I can remember, Mike.
Well, that's a memorable one.
say, John.
Yes.
You know, I want the public to be fully aware of what's going on out here, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you know, we're getting a challenge from the unions as far as this creation of job supposedly,
right.
Okay? And I thought today that it was very interesting that they came up with this figure of 40,000 jobs would be created, and then very quietly they added, and 50 of them will be permanent.
Right.
I mean, so that's showing that this whole thing that they're doing about the jobs that's going to be created, these 40,000 jobs, is just propaganda, basically, right?
Yeah, the 40,000 is an overstatement to begin with. But it is true that construction of the pipeline will temporarily create some high-paying jobs for union workers. There's no doubt about that, and I feel for union workers who need work, absolutely. But the reality is those are short-term jobs, and the long-term jobs are something on the order of 50 permanent jobs. And truth be told, we could put a lot more union workers and other workers to work if we really got serious about a clean energy revolution here.
Right.
Instead of these short-term fossil energy jobs that are also wrecking the planet.
No, I'm with you. I'm very, and there's one other point that I wanted you to see if you could address. I hear that there are some concerns about the consultants that was hired to do the State Department's test. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, the firm that was hired to do this is called Environmental Resources Management. They actually have an office in South Kansas City. Well, I think it's on the Kansas side, but, you know, the interesting thing about it is that you're supposed to disclose, when you get a federal contract to do something like this, you're supposed to disclose any conflicts of interest you have. But Environmental Resources Management did their best to conceal the fact that they had done all this previous work with the oil industry and, in fact, had, from what I understand, had previous contact working for TransCanada, the company that wants to build the pipeline. And I've even read that a couple of State Department employees helped them hide this conflict of interest. So we shouldn't be surprised that the environmental review we got, both the draft and the final one, basically follows the party line, follows the oil industry's line about this stuff. And that's why we have to push beyond that. We can't just accept this environmental review as if it is true. We have to push really hard on President Obama to, again, live up to what he has said he will do. And this is his decision. He has no excuse for giving in on this.
Well, you know that we're having a fun drive here at KKFI.
Uh-huh.
And before you go, I'd like for you to say a couple of things about it, because being able to do what we're doing right now with you is what we're able to do with this radio station. And that's what a community radio station is about. So, John, will you just a quick one. I know you got to go. Just give me a little pitch out of you, if you would, please.
That's absolutely true, Richard. There is no other media out here. We sent media advisories to who knows how many media folks it was sent to, the TV stations, the Kansas City Star, all of these media, and not a single one of them that came out to cover us tonight. If not for KKFI, we would have no coverage. If you value that kind of progressive take on the news, that kind of community responsiveness, that real interest in what the community is doing, we need you to call right now, 888-931-0901, and make the most generous pledge you can afford to support KKFI and community radio.
Hey, thanks, 888-931-0901. Thank you, man. We love you over here, brother.
John, this is Craig. I've got a question.
Yeah, Craig.
I read emails from both the Sierra Club and 350.org about this, and the Sierra Club seemed to spin it in a way that they felt like it was more optimistic that they can get Obama to deny this permit, and 350.org seemed somewhat more negative in what they said. What
yeah.
is your take on that as far as how this report helps us or not?
Yeah, I think the Sierra Club is focusing on the fact that this final environmental rule review does do a better job of owning up to the fact that this stuff is dirtier and more corrosive and more difficult to clean up and more carbon intense than regular oil is. So, you know, I haven't read it. It's a 2,000-page review. But from what I understand, it is better in that regard. So that is something to be happy about, and so some groups, including the Sierra Club, have been pointing to the review as providing all the evidence Obama needs, President Obama needs, to reject the pipeline. But there's still that fact that it does claim, the review claims, and again, it's written by oil industry insiders, that this stuff's going to get to market one way or the other, so we don't really need to worry about that, the climate consequences. And we have to put the pressure hard on Obama because up until last June when he gave that speech where he said he wouldn't approve Keystone XL if it significantly exacerbated carbon pollution, every indication he had given was that he was leaning hard towards approving this thing. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that has made a difference is because we have gone out like this, and there are groups preparing civil disobedience if the State Department rules that building Keystone XL is in the national interest. And I'm betting that there's going to be more big rallies in Washington and probably more people getting arrested outside the White House. The thing to do in response to this environmental review is to push even harder, because we're really in the home stretch here.
When you mentioned that the report was done, including the industry, oil industry insiders, that struck me because it's kind of reminiscent of when Dick Cheney had his meeting on energy policy with the Bush administration and included all the oil executives and nobody from the environment.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's all too typical. It's disappointing that it has happened under the Obama administration in a way similar to what happened with the Cheney Task Force under the Bush administration. But the fact of the matter is that corporations largely determine whoever gets elected to office, elected to be president in this country. And until we change that, we're going to get these kinds of things happening. We just have to lay on the pressure. Keep pushing.
John, this is Mike. I have a question about maybe the demographics of the folks that are out there, young, old, black, white, male, female. What's your take?
I'd say it's a pretty good, even mix, male, female. We have a few kids. Mostly, I would say we people have people middle-aged and older. Not as many young people as I would like to see, that's for sure. So you young people out there, come on out.
And you're at 47th and Main at Mill Creek Park.
47th, it's right there in the Mill Creek Park by the horsey fountain, as they say, right on the plaza. You can't miss us. We're holding candles, chanting. We got a mock pipeline out here that says no Tarzan, no Keystone XL. You can't miss us.
Oh, all right. And you guys have anything else?
No, that's good. You didn't mention the fact about people of color. How are we looking?
I'm sorry, Richard. I didn't catch that.
People of color, how's it looking? Do we have any in the crowd?
Oh, you know, that's a good question, Richard. I am disappointed to see that I have not seen anyone who's not fairly pale-skinned like me, my friend.
Okay.
We got a lot of work left to do in that area,
that
as you know.
That shows us that we do. We have a lot of work in that area, pal.
Thank you, John.
Well, John, thank you very much for checking in with us. This is great.
All right. Thank you, fellas, for the opportunity.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Yeah, that was good.
Okay, thank you to John Kerman. And I've been trying to get Patrice on the line without much luck. Patrice and some others are out in front of the EPA in Lenexa, and which is another place where there's a rally going on. There's nothing. I'm surprised there's nothing going on in Lawrence.
Yeah, I am too. I didn't hear of it, and a lot of what's going on is being constructed by the Sierra Club folks, and I'm not for sure how active that group in Lawrence is right now, so that may be why they probably would just jump in their cars and run up to Topeka.
There is a rally going on in Topeka and also one in Wichita.
Right.
Do you know where they are, where the one in Topeka is at least? That's probably.
I don't. I had an email on that, but I did not bring it with me.
Okay. I'll see if I can get that information.
Okay. And while Richard's looking that up, I want to remind folks that we are in our winter fun drive. And if you cherish this kind of on-the-ground reporting that KKFI brings you, grassroots folks out there on the grassroots, they've got a mock pipeline out there. If you value being those folks being given that opportunity to amplify their message here on this 100,000-watt station, that needs support. And we need to shore up this wonderful independent media outlet we have called KKFI. If you value that, I'd ask you now to consider making a donation and supporting that. Again, if you donate at the $40 level or more, you get a year subscription to Greenability Magazine, which is Kansas City's local environmental magazine. And it's a wonderful, wonderful periodical. And if you donate at $90 or more, you get the KKFI shirt, and it's long sleeve this time, which is a different thing. And so those sleeves that we kick in at no extra charge, because then normally the short sleeve shirts are $90, and so that, you know, and between the sleeves and the toll free number, you can't afford not to call 888-931-0901. It's a great violet colored shirt, what's local and vocal and heard all over, and on the back it answers that question. It's 90.1 FM, and can only do that with support of folks like you who are listening. Richard.
Yeah, I got those addresses in Topeka. It's at the Kansas Expo Center, and that's at 1901 South Topeka Avenue. Kansas Expo Center, 1901 South Topeka Avenue. And in Wichita, it's at the Kansas Policy Institute in Wichita, Kansas, and that's at 240 North Water. So 240 North Water. If you know any folks that's in those areas, you know, give them a call. Let them know this is going on. Mike, I heard you mentioning, and I want to go back again and still talk about how being a part of this station allows us to do what we're doing right now. You know, we were talking about how we were going to flash back in on some of the programs that we've had here on the station. And one of them that I wanted to talk about was when the Sierra Club members from St. Louis contacted us by phone and promoted the meeting that was going to be going on in Independence. We were the station for them to call.
That's
just
right.
Just like John said, they sent out press releases to all the news media in the region, and the only people out there is KKFI. They were able to get that that message through this radio program from St. Louis about a meeting that they was holding here in Kansas City, Missouri, in Independence, and they had over 110 people show up for that meeting. That's the way it's got to work, folks. We got to have a place like this around. That's why we need you to get on the phone. We need you to dig into your pocket. We need you to get that change you were saving for your baby to go to college and send it in here to us where you can make that change up again. But you hear what I'm saying. We need you to do it. I heard Dorothy say she's not too proud to beg. Dorothy, you gave me all these models for this show, all these little cliches. But we're not too proud to beg. We need the money, we need to be on the air, and we need to be heard. The environmental conservation people in this part of the country need us to keep each other informed.
All right. Thank you for that, Richard. And again, the number to call is 888-931-0901. Show your support. We'd love to have some folks call in, get the Green Ability subscription, get the long sleeve shirt, get the guest DJ. But more important, get the satisfaction of knowing you're supporting a wonderful institution such as KKFI. And we, like Richard said, we've been talking about we wanted to focus on follow-ups to some of the programs that we have done in the past several months. Elaine, the one team member who's not here tonight, sent me an email about things to follow up. And you might remember she did a program on the Cheyenne Bottoms, which I never heard of until we did this show. Mm-hmm. And it was another one of those times where the phones lit up. You know, it really, you know, a lot of people had strong feelings about that. There was a duck hunter that called. Remember that?
Right.
And it was a fascinating way to engage the community. So Elaine, I'm reading her email. She says the Cheyenne Bottom situation is still in limbo. The Corps of Engineers has not ruled on the large number of comments received, and the issue of holding a public hearing has not been resolved. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did send a formal letter of consultation to the Corps requiring some safeguard conditions for the well in question to be drilled. And then also another follow-up on a program she did. Remember the one she did on the Emerald Ash Borer? It was another very important program. And KKFI broke that in this area, originally with John, but then Elaine did this in-depth reporting. So she says NPR did a piece recently in which a forester in Minnesota expressed his opinion that the extreme temperatures this winter might slow down the spread of the pest. And she also goes on to say that shortly after we did that show in May, the Emerald Ash Borer was found in Johnson County. And so thanks to Elaine for those updates. And as if you recall, the Emerald Ash Borer got to this country via shipping crates coming from China. So they originally this beetle that came from China, and primarily in Michigan was the first place it really took hold. And then the theory is that people moving firewood is what got it to move from one place to the other, and we saw it eventually enveloping in our area, and now even Johnson County is affected. And so thanks to Elaine for that.
Yeah, there was pieces that came out of there that folks in Wyandotte County didn't know that their wood had been restricted, was not permitted. You weren't permitted to take wood out of Wyandotte County because of those ash creatures. So, yeah, that was a good audible for us to break. You know, you was talking, and Mike, it made me think about the show we did on the hub, the intermodal hub that's going in out there in Edgerton, Kansas. And we brought in the people who are going to be responsible for instilling a monitoring system out there. So a follow-up on them is that the owner of that organization, which is in Oakland, California, came to Kansas City, spent a weekend with a group out in the Turner District, Argentine Turner District, and on a Saturday morning taught them how to to operate that monitor system that you can put in the back of anybody's yard is small enough that all you have to do is just go outside and set it on some place that's high, and it has the working mechanisms inside of it to be able to monitor the air, so you don't have to depend on EPA or KDHE to be able to tell you if your air is good or not. So they were able to get that group set up since that time out in Argentina, and I talked to the young lady just this past week who is organizing and operating that program with those citizens, and they have completed six individual tests, and she's sending it in the package that she has to the lab that's in Portland, and they'll return the results of those tests that they've been making out there with this monitor set up in people's backyards. So in other words, that process is underway, and I think that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, thanks for that, Richard. And by the way, we have Patrice on the line. Patrice is out at the Johnson County rally. How are you, Patrice?
I'm fine. Bundled up. So I'm standing here with some friends who are also all bundled up. And we've got a little bit of traffic going by here. And we're holding our no KXL sign.
And what kind of reaction are you getting from the folks driving by?
The action... interestingly enough, is rather affirmative. It's supportive. Right. People are stopping and chatting with us. Some of them are people coming out of this complex here where all of these offices are, and they see our signs, and we're sitting right at the front of the entrance onto Renner. So they are stopping and chatting with us. And we have Hillary Noonan here, and Hillary is a hydrologist that some of us met several months ago at one of the EPA hearings. And Hillary's talking to some of the traffic, some of the people who are stopping and asking questions. Would you like to say hello to Hillary?
That would be great, Patrice.
Okay.
Well, Patrice, before I let you go,
Hi, how are you?
Is this Hillary? You're on the air here at KKFI.
This is Hillary.
Hi. So what's going on out there? Why are you out there?
I am out here because I have children. And according to James Hansen, who is the head of Goddard Space Center for many years, the tar sands oil... If it keeps going, it's game over. And I can't sit at home knowing that my children may not have a world to inherit that's livable.
It seems like the State Department didn't come to the same conclusion you did. Is that?
No. I'm really disappointed. I know there are lots of political games that people like to play. However... The head of the State Department has not handed it off yet, and it could be as long as a year before he decides whether he is recommending or not recommending. And certainly anything that we do between now and when he makes that decision can affect that decision. So it's incumbent on us simply as human beings on the planet to be a part of influencing that decision.
Patrice said you were interacting with some of the people that were driving out of the complex or driving by, and I'm just kind of curious what kind of reaction you're getting from them.
Actually, very positive from people who work here at the EPA. A couple of environmental engineers that I've spoken to out here are... absolutely in agreement that Keystone XL has to be stopped. I was just speaking to someone who used to be involved in writing the environmental impact statements, and he said, you know, there are a lot of ways they can be written, and when you take a look at the timeline, the 5 years, I believe it is, that we've been sort of thinking about, yeah, maybe we will, maybe we won't, and we've actually allowed part of that pipeline to be built. Most likely, It's because people know how to rate things so that we dither. And sometimes that's a good thing if we're waiting for something more positive politically to happen. It can also be bad news if you lose the administration that you're hoping will stop it.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So Patrice was saying you're a hydrologist. Can you explain real quickly what that is?
Sure. I have a master's in landscape architecture, green infrastructure is what I work on. I have friends who tease me by calling me the stormwater queen. So water is something that I'm very, very aware of. However, anytime I'm designing, it's with the understanding that I'm affecting dynamic systems, and you can't ignore one part of a dynamic system and expect a design to work well environmentally. So I read constantly to keep an idea of what's going on and what the issues and the challenges are ahead of us.
Well, it sounds like we may want to talk to you in depth at a future Eco Radio show, if that's okay with you.
Sure, that would be great. Just give me a little heads up so I can get my facts lined up. I like being accurate.
All right. Well, we like accuracy, too.
Hillary, I'm Richard Mabian. I'm here in the studio also. And I heard you mention the fact that you deal with storm drains, right?
Yes.
That's fantastic, because that's a major issue going on in both Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri. So I think it would behoove us to have you come in and explain to us what we're actually dealing with out there, what's going on, okay?
Sure. The more we know about it, the more we own it and value it, hopefully the smarter we'll be about managing it.
Right.
Kansas has huge water problems on the horizon. Wichita is slated to start trucking in water next year.
Wow. That's unreal. Wow. That is unreal. You know, that's the kind of news we want this station to provide. That's the only way people would know that, at least know ahead of time that kind of thing is getting ready to go on.
Sure.
I really appreciate meeting you, and I appreciate you and Patrice doing what y'all are doing out there at that EPA building. You give them heck, okay?
Oh, sure. Patrice is a good organizer. I'm much better at showing up when I'm supposed to. Patrice is the one who got this organized, and bless her for doing so.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah. Hillary, before we let you go, I wonder if I could ask you to do one favor. Maybe you can get the other folks out there to sing Happy Birthday to Patrice. Today is her birthday. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that. That's a very good thing to know.
Yeah.
Say, Patrice, this is Craig. How many people are at that rally?
We've got Hillary.
Hillary.
So, Hillary, I can give the phone to Patrice if you would like to speak to her.
No, you can tell us that.
Sure. We started with about a dozen. Where it's very, very cold out here.
Yeah. You guys are troopers.
Yeah, you definitely troopers.
Well, thanks for being out there. We're going to let you go now and keep up the good work, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for broadcasting it.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
thank you. All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, that's great. That's awesome.
Right. That's what it's all about. That's what this station's about. That's what people, if you're listening in, and why we want you to call the number and help us out with your donations and help keep us on the line, keep us on the air. Craig and I, you know, we mainline speakers here. We have Aaron here who's giving us our news. And we all look forward to being here and doing what we have to do. So we're doing our part to bring it to you. We want you to do your part to help keep us here.
And we do have someone to thank. We want to thank Ruth. Ruth's going to be getting that T-shirt, that long-sleeve T-shirt.
Fantastic, Ruth.
A violet T-shirt, what's local and vocal and heard all over. And that's us, right?
That's us.
And, yeah, we're not too vocal, are we, Richard?
Oh, my goodness. The voice that roared. I like to say that. Yeah. Thank you. Was that violet?
Well, that was Hillary that we just spoke to.
Was that Ruth?
Oh, Ruth that just made the donation.
Yeah, thank you, Ruth. We really appreciate that. Hang in here with us.
Yeah, that's right. And that you too can be like Ruth. and call in with a donation at 888-931-0901. We need your contribution to keep KKFI going strong into our next quarter century. If you donate at the $40 level or more, we have the Green Ability magazine, a subscription for a year available to you. For those who donate at the $90 level or more, of course, all of this is on credit card. It's the long sleeve shirt. At the $150 level, it's the guest DJ. And at the $200 level, just during the remainder of this hour, you'd get the guest DJ, the shirt, and the Green Ability magazine. So we would love to get one of those, but we understand that not everyone can donate at that level. So we'd love to get a few donating at the $40 level and get some of the, that Green Ability magazine into your hands. So the number to call, again, 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901. And, Aaron, you got something to say?
Just ready for the events in
New York. All right.
You know, before you, I wanted to go back to one of our other previous shows, and Craig, I'm going to bring you in on this. We dealt, because one of our concerns is our future generations, too. Like that, like Hillary said, she's concerned about the planet that we're leaving for our children. And we did a show here on biomimicry, which is a new scientific educational course that's being taught to our children about using nature to make decision making. And at the same time on that show, we had the power shift people here, Craig. And you know, the power shift people were the youth who were going to Pittsburgh to get prepared for the environmental issues and for the getting really prepared for the election coming up in 2014. We had a follow-up meeting with them at the, they showed up at the Sierra Club meeting. What was the, this past week, I wasn't able to make that meeting. What was the conclusion with them from, as a follow-up?
Well, they've got, they're working on environmental issues in Lawrence and involving more students. And they are going to, for people who want to learn more about it and youth that might be want to get involved and also from other colleges, they're going to be speaking at the Sierra Club program in May. That's the second Tuesday of May at 7 o'clock at the Overland Park Lutheran Church.
Right.
And so I would encourage young people to come and visit our Sierra Club meeting. It's open to the public, and you can learn from the Lawrence students, and there's also going to be a couple students from Haskell Indian Community College there, and they can help you get involved and start groups at other colleges, too.
Okay, so it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, speaking of Haskell, I do have a somewhat of an update. Well, you know, we talked about the Haskell, the Wakarusa wetlands.
Right.
Just to remind our listeners, this is not only a unique ecosystem that out in Lawrence, Kansas, that kind of it was co-managed by three universities, Baker, Haskell, and KU. And it also had, you know, some, it was an important historical place for natives because Haskell University, while it's a university run by native peoples now, it wasn't always that way. It was kind of a place where natives were sent for indoctrination, and during that time, a lot of them tried to escape and took refuge in this wilderness wetlands. Well, lo and behold, there was an article in a media outlet called France 24. This is a media outlet in Paris.
Wow.
About this that just came out. Not so much focusing on the environmental issue, but on the sacredness of the land there, and so it's gaining some international notoriety out there.
That's good to hear. That's really good to hear. You know, another program was supporting the Monsanto march that went on in the city. We stood behind that. I was down there like John is right now speaking at that rally. Mike, you was down there too. The mm-hmm. first one they had. They've had a second one since then, and I hear they're in the process of trying to plan another one, I think, coming up in May or something like that.
It is May. Right? I think it's May 24th. I'm not 100% sure, but the date's been settled. And I think that, again, is part of a national, if not international,
right.
Action that they're
so
that's all over.
This, so as a station, we're able to be the voice for that group. So just like we're talking about it now, we're making people aware of the fact, and that's, and the people who put on those marches, and it's been a different set, seemed like each time. Mike and I were talking about that today, but each one of them somehow found their way to our door and ended up being in here for an interview and being here for a station. So we want to stand behind anyone that's involved in dealing with those programs also. So, you know, it's a constant thing. We even talked about the settlement of the BPU plant over in Wyandotte County, Craig. Made sure that people were aware of what that degree was about. So anything that's environmental that's going on in this community, in this city, in this state, in this nation, we try to do what we can to make sure we keep you abreast.
All right. Oh, we're running out of time. This show went, you know, this is talking about flying by the seat of your pants. There's one show you plan and then the other show that we end up doing. But we're so lucky that to have John and Patrice and Hillary check in with us today. And that's really exciting. So it looks like Val is in the other room along with Mark, and Val's on the phone. That's a good sign.
It's a good thing.
The number to call is 888-931-0901. And I think we're going to go to Aaron with the calendar, or did you have one more thing, Craig?
Just two quick things. One is a calendar item that she doesn't have. Wes Jackson, who is from the Land Institute, will be here this Sunday, February 9th, and he will be speaking to the Community of Reason Group, which meets at 1 o'clock that day, and it's at Hague Hall, room 301 on the UMKC campus. And the one update I have, Ann Solentrop sent in. She's been on talking about the KC plant before. And she indicated the old KC plant is currently being assessed for current conditions by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources for concerns about contaminants below the buildings that are being swept into the nearby rivers while the buildings are being torn down.
All right. Yeah, that's great. Okay, thanks. And Aaron, what do you have for us?
Thanks, Mike. I have three events to share with Kansas City tonight. And I'd like to say that all of these events I got from Green Ability Magazine online, which is at the $40 donation level, you could get the subscription to their magazine. And Green Ability Magazine is a bi-monthly publication designed to help you discover green lifestyle alternatives for everyday living in Kansas City. I read that on their website, and I find a lot of great information here. So the first event I'd like to share with you is for honey beekeeping. Honey beekeeping, you can learn the basics at the event on February 8th from 10 to 3, and this is hosted at Powell Gardens. And as a lot of us know, the bee population has been dying for different environmental reasons, so you can help by having your own beehive. And you'll learn traditional and organic approaches. You'll learn about what equipment's needed, where to obtain bees, how to manage them, and how to harvest the honey at Powell Gardens on February 8th. This event and the next few will be posted on our Eco Radio Facebook page. The second event is called Blue is the New Green, Water Issues in the 21st Century. This is on tomorrow, February 4th, from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the director of Bridging the Gap will give an overview of freshwater issues globally, nationally, and locally, including how water is used at home, the water energy nexus, and a summary of Bridging the Gap's recent work with citizens on water conservation. This will be at Village Presbyterian Church. And then, let's see, we have permaculture design certification course. This looks really interesting, and it begins on February 6th from 6 to 9 p.m., and at the end of the course, after completing 72 hours, you will have a permaculture certificate, and you'll be learning all kinds of things. I'll post this on the Facebook page so you can read about it. But that's all I have for the events today, Mike.
Well, thank you very much. I think we're going to go out with some music, so we're going to allow the folks from Sabor Latino to get in. Thanks to the folks for listening tonight. Thanks to the folks who for checking in with us. Thanks to you guys for being in here and doing what you do for Eco Radio KC and for community radio. And the number to call is 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. Again, at the $40 level, as Aaron said, you can get the Green Ability, your subscription. It's a wonderful magazine. At the $90 level is the KKFI long sleeve shirt. And at the $150 level, you get the guest DJ. And the at the $200 level, it's the combo, all of the above.